I'm sure I don't have to introduce to you the famous parable of the sower. Anyone who comes to Mass on Saturday morning is probably familiar with this parable. It's not about sowing seeds, it's about sowing the Word of God. The Word of God is the most powerful seed. It seems to me that this parable is even easier to apply in our times than it was in Jesus' time. Because the Word of God is being broadcast all over the place now. It's being scattered all over the place in a way that it never was before the electronic age. No farmer throws his seeds on footpaths and rocky ground and among briars and thorns. But so it's not a very good description of how farmers act, but it's a very good description of how God acts, especially now. And perhaps I can speak more to those of you who are joining us online. There are more people receiving this word or this seed right now online than there are here in the church. And those who are joining online can very easily change their channel or however it is, look at a different website and find hundreds of masses going on right now. And you can find the best preachers and the best speakers and the best podcasts and the best teachers all proclaiming this word. So the Word of God is being broadcast with abundance now. It's a little bit ironic. The sacraments are being neglected now. People can't even come to church, so many people are not receiving the sacraments. But anyone and everyone can receive the seed of the Word. However, having the Word scattered like this in abundance is no guarantee that it's going to bear much fruit. Why? Because it depends on the quality of the hearts that hear it. You know this, those who are joining us online. You know that you could watch 10 masses or listen to 10 sermons. It doesn't mean that you're going to take it in. Anyone can be a footpath. You hear it, forget it, listen to another one, forget it, listen to another one, forget it. That's how we are. We could easily be a footpath. Jesus describes the footpath as having the seed trampled and birds coming and eating it up. Well, there are a lot of birds around in the digital world. Then the next category is the rocky ground. Again, the seed falls in abundance on the rocky ground, but there's no depth. So it doesn't really take root. Yes, we welcome it. It's great to hear a great preacher. And some of the best preachers in the world, you can watch them in a few seconds. It doesn't mean that the word takes root in us. The third category is the thorns. I think this applies especially to our times. Jesus says we hear the word, but as we go along, we get choked by anxieties and riches and pleasures of life. The online world is full of all sorts of distractions. The pandemic world is full of all sorts of anxieties. What happens to the word? It gets choked and fails to produce mature fruit. This parable is telling us to be like good soil, to take in this word, not to let it get choked off by a zillion online videos or a zillion text messages or a zillion emails or a zillion worries about COVID-19. Don't let it get choked off. In fact, don't let anything rob you of this precious seed. If we give time to the Word, if we give space to the Word, it has its own power to bear fruit. We don't have to make the Word bear fruit. That's what it naturally does if we just give it a little time, a little space in our hearts. The great example, the greatest example, is of course the Blessed Virgin Mary. We're honoring her today on Saturday. Mary is the rich soil, the one who hears the word, who embraces it with a generous and good heart, and who bears fruit through perseverance. Jesus' own description of rich soil is a description of his own mother. We had a great example of this in the feast day we celebrated on Wednesday, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Yes, we think of Mary hearing the word at the Annunciation, of course, but she also heard the word at the foot of the cross. She received a word that was not simply hard to understand, it was bitter. It was the kind of seed that people naturally reject, the seed of suffering or of watching our loved ones suffer. This is the kind of seed that most people do not embrace with a generous and good heart. Mary tells us, no, don't run away from suffering. Don't deny the possibility that God is planting his seed even in contradictory situations. Mary at the foot of the cross teaches us to embrace these contradictions with the spirit of faith. We can't see what good can come from some of these contradictions, but we can believe God is in charge and he wants his seed to bear much fruit. So with Mary teaching us how to remain in the contradictory experience of suffering, let us open our hearts to God's word. Let us embrace it with a generous and good heart. Let us bear fruit through perseverance.